Halloween, Friendsgiving, the holidays, the DrinkWorks Home Bar by Keurig is the perfect gift to help you host a gathering. The DrinkWorks Home Bar is a countertop home bar that makes over 30 cocktails, brews, ciders, and more, all at the push of a button. From mojitos to mules to margaritas, all you need to do is put the pod in and let the machine do the work. Go to DrinkWorks.com to order your home bar and see all the available drinks. That's DrinkWorks.com. Cheers. Keurig is a registered trademark of Keurig Green Mountain Inc. Use under license. DrinkWorks. Please enjoy responsibly.
How much will you save at the JCPenney Mystery Sale? You could get an extra 30, 40, or even 50% off Peel and Reveal coupon while they last during our in-store giveaway Thursday to Sunday. Rather shop online? Get an extra 30% off at JCP.com and shop all you want all 4 days. It's the perfect way to update your closet or your home just in time for fall. Surprise, there's always more ways to save. JCPenney. Offers valid 10-15 to 10-18. Giveaway in-store only while supplies last. Must be 18 or older. Exclusions apply. See store or JCP.com for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Mully at Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Fascinating to think about Tony La Russa as a favorite for the job, really as a person of interest for the job, David. It's a very unusual idea.
It really is. And it was great to hear from Bernie Miklas, his perspective from St. Louis, and then Hawk, who's on the back page of the Sun-Times this morning for reasons that everyone understands. He fired him in 1986. He addressed that. But Bernie's perspective, especially, Mully, I think could give some people some pause who think this is a crazy idea. And I think we both still do, but he gave a different perspective. And look, to me, this is still as bizarre and unorthodox as it's much different qualifications, but as Mark Trestman to the Bears, as Jim Boylan to the Bulls, doesn't make a lot of sense. It's something Jerry Jones would do. It's outrageous. I think it's insulting to Rick Hahn a little bit, and I'm presuming that he's not terribly on board with this, but that's based on what he said and what he described on Monday. Doesn't sound like he was describing Tony La Russa. So all those things, I think, are just, I'm being honest about my opinion and perspective of this. Could you get behind it? Could you understand it? Gradually, maybe, possibly, but I'm not there yet. I don't know how far you have gone this morning after hearing from those guys, but I just, for me, it's still a very difficult idea to grasp.
Yes, I would agree with your assessment. I think that when you think about what Rick Hahn said, I think there's a couple of things that are of interest. I would guess that Tony La Russa is a voice from outside the organization, right? Even though he was once there and is friends with the owner, I would think that he would have a different perspective. So there is that. Recent success in October. I don't know if you're going 10 years, 11 years, 15 years. I don't know if you think of him as a consultant with teams and has stayed in touch with the game. I don't know how you view it. It's so unorthodox. It's just so bloody unconventional to see a 76-year-old man come out of retirement, even a Hall of Famer, and to think that that's why you fired your manager, because, oh, this is the guy that's going to push all the right buttons and get us where we need to be. I do understand it from the perspective of, you know, he's not Rick Renteria. He's a different type of manager altogether. He is a communicator. He's a very intense guy, and he would probably hold players more accountable than Rick did. Not that Rick kind of dropped the ball in that area. I don't believe that, but I think that I think it's just difficult to look at this and not remember just how goofy it is, right? I mean, this is a zany, this is a really kind of off the beaten track type of idea. It is just out there. The very fact that you compared it to Trestman and Boylan shivers my spine. I mean,
is that unfair? And in that way, as qualified as Tony La Russa is, and he's a Hall of Famer, but I do think it would carry sort of the feel of an experiment for a while. And maybe that's maybe that's just because we're still talking out as being stunned by his inclusion in this, but it would feel like this was something that isn't, you know, as you described, the word unorthodox is the best way to put it. So it feels as unorthodox as those decisions were when they were made.
And David, I think that, you know, you also, whether or not he's a 76-year-old who thinks he's 60, you're also kind of putting a time constraint on the rebuild, right? You're kind of saying, we're going to win. If we don't win in the next 2 years, we're going to have to make another move. Or if we don't win in the next 3 years, I don't know how long this would last. And there are certainly plenty of people that can remain a spry and kind of mentally acute well into old age. But this is old age, man. I mean, 76 years old, that's not middle age. That's not a guy that you're hiring for 10 years, right? That is a guy you're hiring for the immediate, for this year, for 2021, for 2022. And so I guess the question that I would ask as a Sox fan is, if you're doing this as an absolute win-now Hall of Fame move, does that mean you go out and get Trevor Bauer? Does that mean you're going to sign
absolutely.
George Springer? I mean that sincerely.
And I mean
that, too. If that's the case, do you get on board with that?
You have just announced the urgency of the situation. You sort of have put a clock on your championship to win by, you know, 2022, because that is what hiring a 76-year-old manager would do. It would accelerate everything, and it would make you have to spend in commensurate with that commitment, right? Because if you're saying, I want to win the next 2 years, you're going to have to spend like it.
And that might not be a bad deal then. Let's
I want winners.
Yes, we all want winners. Let's get out to the hotline, and there we have Nick Costos. You can listen to Nick and Danny Parkins every Sunday on The Score at 8 a.m. for the Bet Rivers Countdown to Kickoff. That's leading to our Bears pregame show, and Nick joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline. Morning, Nick. How are you?
Hey, Nick.
What's going on, guys? Mully and Haw, great to be with you, and of course, the great people of Chicago on a glorious football Thursday. What's going on, fellas?
Well, you know what, Nick? We're wondering, you know, the Atlanta Falcons obviously shut down their facility today after a number of positive tests, and we can't help but wonder what that means to the Bears game this weekend. If indeed the Carolina Panthers already are in some sort of extensive protocol because of having played the Falcons, if the Falcons are now suffering COVID, I know it doesn't affect the wagering or how you go about it, but whether or not the game is played is going to be a big one. And I think that's one of the things we're staring down both in college and in the NFL right now.
Certainly, there's no doubt about it. I am choosing here, and I think there is good reason to be, but probably a personal choice as well for me. I am choosing to be cautiously optimistic when it comes to this with the Falcons. Like, nothing has happened yet. The game has not been postponed. It may end up being postponed, but I don't want to be like the person that, and I'm not criticizing anyone that does this, because we live in a wild world right now where, like, we're cloaked in existential dread almost on a daily basis. So I don't blame anyone that feels like that. But until, like, this game actually gets postponed, at both games I'm talking about, the Falcons Vikings and the Bears Panthers game, I am operating under the assumption that both are going to go off. If the Falcons Vikings game needs to be postponed, they'll figure out how to make it work. Like, I am very much of the opinion that we will finish this NFL season. It's going to get done. There will be some bumps along the way, but I do think it will get done. So I am, again, choosing to be optimistic in this regard as far as the games this weekend.
So let's go with that, Nick. The Bears are going down to Carolina. They're 4-1, but they're underdogs. What do you think of that game, and does that surprise you?
Well, Mully and Haw, you guys know. I think you guys have probably been hearing people say it all week. Maybe you guys have been saying it all week. The Bears are the worst 4-1 team in the history of the National Football League. You know what I'm excited for? Sunday night and Monday morning, where we get to call the Chicago Bears the worst 5-1 team in the history of the National Football League. I like the Bears on Sunday, guys, going into Carolina to win this game and cover this spread. Let's take a look at Carolina's injury report, which is massive on the defensive side of the ball. And we know, you know, Carolina's offense has received a lot of plaudits this year because a lot of of fantasy football contributors. You know, Bridgewater, McCaffrey, he goes down, then Mike Davis steps in, DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson. But this Panthers defense has very quietly been excellent. A lot of really good young players that has you feeling good about this franchise moving forward for years to come. But yesterday they announced Kawan Short, their best defensive lineman, out for the season. Brian Burns, their star second-year edge rusher, he doesn't practice on Wednesday. Neither does Etur Gross-Matos, their rookie pass rusher out of Penn State. Dante Jackson and Eli Apple, both dealing with injuries. Their top two corners practicing Wednesday in a limited fashion. We don't know their status for this weekend. And while we know Mitch Trubisky's not great, and while we know Nick Foles isn't great, we know Allen Robinson is basically quarterback-proof. He's going to pull the football down. He's going to have catches. He's going to have yards no matter who's playing quarterback. So I think Allen Robinson can rip up this secondary. I think he's going to have a monster game coming up on Sunday. And I think the Bears defense can get the job done here against this Panthers offense here that really relies on the deep play with Robbie Anderson. And we know this Bears secondary is good, right? The Bears pass defense is good. So I think that kind of takes away a lot of what Carolina's looking to do. You know, their run game is basically like the short passing game with Anderson and then Mike Davis coming out of the backfield. So I think stylistically, this is a great matchup for the Bears here. And with these Panthers defensive injuries, I can only look at the Bears here in this spot. I think the Bears are going to go into Carolina, guys, and win the game on Sunday.
Beautiful. What else? What else jumps out at you, Nick?
All right, let's go to the Steelers-Browns game, guys. This is a fascinating game, right? The 4-1 Browns visiting the 4-0 Steelers here. I got to roll with the home team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. So Baker Mayfield limited at practice Wednesday with the rib injury he suffered in Sunday's win over the Indianapolis Colts. Didn't throw the ball. Case Keenum threw the ball in practice. Baker just handed off. You know, that sounds like a problem when you're going up against a ferocious pass rush like the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cleveland also expected to be without guard Wyatt Teller. People may be listening like, why does that matter? Wyatt Teller is the best guard in football through the first 5 weeks of the season. And we know the Steelers pass rush can get home, and when it does, it is devastating for the opposing offense. This Browns secondary is not great. The run defense is good, but Roethlisberger's looked awesome this season, right? And now he's got Chase Claypool from Notre Dame, the second round pick, emerging as a legitimate threat in the passing attack. So I think Pittsburgh's going to kind of lay it on the Browns on Sunday. I'm going to lay the 3 or 3.5 over at Bet Rivers with the Pittsburgh Steelers. We can kind of stay in the AFC North, guys. The Baltimore Ravens visiting the Philadelphia Eagles. So we want to monitor this Baltimore injury report, because three of their starting players in the secondary, Marcus Peters, Anthony Levine, Jimmy Smith, all not practicing Wednesday. But I think the expectation is that these guys are all going to play. So we'll see what happens Thursday and Friday. If the Ravens are healthy, they're going to roll over Philly in this spot here. Like, I don't think Philly has the horses to contend with Baltimore. It seems like a high spread. I don't care. I'm going to lay the 7.5 with the Baltimore Ravens on the road in Philadelphia. The Monday night game, guys, the Dallas Cowboys are home underdogs against the Arizona Cardinals. I think that line is way out of whack. And I know that it's a downgrade from Dak Prescott to Andy Dalton, not insinuating otherwise here. But the Cardinals just put their best pass rusher, Chandler Jones, he's out for the season with a torn bicep. So where's the pass rush coming from, even against the Cowboys offensive line that has some injuries of its own? You know, I think Dak can do enough in the passing game against this Cardinals defense that has been very disappointing over the last couple weeks. Like, sure, they looked okay last week, but consider the competition, Joe Flacco and the New York Jets. So I like the Cowboys as home underdogs very much. And as a teaser play, guys, we can take the Cowboys +2.5, right? And we can take the Bears +2, +2.5, and we can tease both of those options up to +8.5 through the key numbers of 3, through the key number of 7, and I think that is a winning teaser bet from Sunday into Monday, the Chicago Bears and the Dallas Cowboys. And I can quickly give you guys one other that I'm looking at right now, which is this Bengals-Colts game. The injury report right now does not look good for the Indianapolis Colts. Darius Leonard, we told you last week, right, major if he's out for the Colts. Browns kind of rolled over them last week. He's a big deal on that defense. Also missing Danico Autry, Justin Blackman, their star young safety, and Justin Houston also not practicing yet this week for the Colts, currently sitting as 8-point favorites against the Bengals. If the Colts are healthy, I like Indy. If those guys don't play, I think the Bengals are worth a long look as an underdog on Sunday.
Nick, quickly, Green Bay, Tampa Bay is a marquee game. When you look at that number, do you like the over? I think it's at 54.5 right now.
You know, I think this is such a tough game to handicap. I really do, and I don't mean to cop out here. I know it's like it's the biggest game. It's Brady. It's against Aaron Rodgers here. I do kind of lean towards the over because I think the Packers are going to basically be able to do what they want to on offense, and an injury that's not going to get a lot of play. Like, in this fantasy football world we live in, and I love fantasy, not a criticism, like, we're all concentrating on Mike Evans. you know, who doesn't practice. And Chris Godwin, is he going to be back in the lineup? And is Leonard Fournette going to be back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Guys, in the loss last Thursday against the Bears, the Tampa lost arguably the best run-stuffing nose tackle in football in Vita Vea, like out for the season, got injured against the Bears. Yeah. The Packers have been a great rushing team this season. Aaron Jones is magnificent. This offensive line has been good. I don't think the Bucs are going to be able to stop the run on Sunday. Now, I am not ready to, like, offer a firm pick on this game here. I do like the over because I think the Bucs in catch-up mode can kind of do some things here. But my initial lean was towards Tampa, but the more I dig into it, it's going to be hard for me to not take the Green Bay Packers on Sunday in this game, given that Vea injury, given what I think Green Bay with Aaron Jones can do on the ground. So my initial lean, not firm. I'll give out my full pick for that game tomorrow on Friday's edition of You Better You Bet in the 5 p.m. Central Time Hour on the Power Hour on a Football Friday, but I am leaning towards the Packers and the over.
Nick, thanks a ton. Great catching up with you. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you very much for having me. Wishing you guys and all the great listeners in Chicago minimal sweats winning bets and the absolute very best of luck.
All right. That is Nick Kostos. Always a joy to talk to Nick. And, of course, you can listen to Nick and Danny Parkins every Sunday on The Score, 8 a.m. for the Bet Rivers countdown to kickoff leading into the Bears pregame show. We do a great one, so make sure you're tuned to The Score. We've got Dan Bernstein next. He nearly had a grabber yesterday over Tony La Russa. I imagine he has talked himself off the ledge. We'll find out next. Mully and Haw on The Score.
Directly after the game, don't miss the Prop Swap postgame show with Score senior football analyst Hub Arkish.
Absolutely took the Bears coaching staff to school.
And former Bears long snapping iron man Patrick Manley.
He didn't try to spear him. He came through with a shoulder and a forearm.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score, the Prop Swap postgame show is presented by PNC Bank, the official bank of the Chicago Bears.
Download the top-rated DraftKings at Casino Queen Sportsbook app and use code HILLS when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Must be 21 or older, Illinois only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER, 1-800-426-2537.
More than ever, during crazy times, truck drivers and shippers are switching to carriers they can count on at all times. See what makes Schneider a carrier of choice for today's new normal. Schneider will finish this year strong, and you can too, thanks to Schneider's always growing freight base. Increased shipper rates for team service means big pay increases for team drivers. Check out SchneiderJobs.com for details on all pay changes. Remember 2020 as a career milestone, not a chaotic mess. Start fresh now at SchneiderJobs.com.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
You don't have to pay top dollar to get top shelf paint. The Home Depot has more high quality paints at low prices than anywhere else, like Behr Premium Plus Interior Paint and Primer in One, starting at $24.98. So you don't have to wait to take on your projects, and you don't have to spend a fortune to get paint that looks great the first time. Get better paint at better prices at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, see store for details.
Okay, so work's done and you're craving something spicy and salty. I know. What I do is snack on Blue Diamond wasabi and soy sauce flavored almonds. They're so good and almonds are a superfood. Don't deny your cravings. Eat them. Blue Diamond almonds. Crave victoriously.
Your voice. Your vote. In our democracy, they matter. Make yours count. Get registered, learn the issues, and vote by or on November 3rd. Visit vote411.org. This message is furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on radio.com? Download the app or head to radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions.
Go to your app store or radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
I'm journalist Ben Ryder, and I want to tell you about my new podcast, The Edge. Last year, the Houston Astros were caught in a massive cheating scandal, putting the legitimacy of their 2017 World Series in doubt. I'm talking to people who were there to figure out what happened. Why did the most innovative organization in the history of sports push itself not just to the edge, but over it? Listen to The Edge on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.